Sit or lie down comfortably, calm your mind, and take three slow, cleansing breaths. With each in-breath, you draw in peace and calm and stillness. With each out-breath, you release tension and discomfort and worry. Breathe in slowly, drawing in peace. Breathe out slowly, releasing tension. Breathe in peace. Breathe out tension. Close your eyes and relax, releasing tension with each out-breath and drawing in peace with each in-breath. With each breath, you find yourself becoming more and more relaxed. You are in complete control of your body, your mind, and your experiences. With each breath, you become more relaxed, more at ease, more in tune with your body. You will remember everything that happens during this meditation session and will always be perfectly safe. With each breath, you become more relaxed, more at ease, more in tune with the hidden realms. You are safe and protected and at perfect ease. Breathe slowly and feel the last bits of tension drain away. Breathe in and feel deep peace fill your whole being. Relax with your eyes closed and allow your inner vision to open up. With each out-breath, you become more relaxed, and with each in-breath, you become more in tune with the spiritual realms that surround us all. Breathe out and relax. Breathe in and feel your inner senses opening up to the hidden worlds around us. Continue breathing in this gentle pace, breathing out, breathing in, your body relaxed and at ease. Your inner senses are opening. As you look around you with your inner eyes, you perceive the hidden landscape. You're outside, in a forest clearing. The air is still, peaceful and welcoming. Focus your attention on this place. Notice how it feels to you. How does it smell? Listen for the sounds of the leaves and branches as they shift in a light breeze. Feel the breeze on your skin and taste the forest air on your tongue. Look around you and notice the details of the forest clearing. Notice the trees, the bushes, the grasses, and things on the ground. This is a sacred place, a safe place. You will be able to come here at any time you wish, merely by closing your eyes, breathing deeply, and concentrating on this place. It is your safe space and will always be here for you. Notice that to the north of the clearing, there is a pathway leading deep into the woods. You know that this path is important for you and you must follow it. You gather up your courage and step onto the path, putting one foot in front of the other, walking along quietly to see where the path leads. You know that deep in your heart, this path leads to the goddess, the wise one who bestows both inspiration and transformation. She is sometimes known by the name Caridwen and lives in a cave at the end of this path through the forest. You follow the path as it leads deeper and deeper into the dark forest. The trees loom overhead, and sometimes you have to duck to avoid grasping branches. You stay on the path and go one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, knowing that great rewards are attained through effort. The path finally comes to an end at a small clearing in the trees where the forest comes to a rocky wall. It's the base of a sheer cliff. You see a small stream meandering from the mouth of a cave and trickling off into the thick forest away from the path. The path leads across the small clearing and right to the entrance of the cave. You move cautiously to the cave and peer into its depths. The smell of a fire is strong here, as are the lingering odors of many meals. You can see an orange glow towards the back of the cave. A fire is burning low there. The cave is much larger inside than you had assumed it would be. Rough stone walls surround you, reaching up to a ceiling high over your head. This cave is definitely a home to someone who has been here a while. You can see household objects, clothes, and bedding in various piles around the large space. Some are new, some are used, and some are coated with dust where they have lain for generations. This is an old place. You can feel it in your bones and taste it in the air. You notice the water that falls from a spot on the wall in a steady stream near the entrance, collecting in a natural basin and then overflowing to trickle out the door and into the forest. Despite the water and the darkness of the cave, this place feels warm and comforting. There is a definite tingle of power here that is unmistakable. As you stand uncertainly at the threshold of the cave, a tall woman steps from the shadows to move towards you. She is ancient and hunched, with salt and pepper hair hanging past her shoulders, most of it tied back, but with stray bits straggling about her wise face. Even hunched over from age, she is taller than you are. If she were to stand up straight, she would tower over you. She pierces you with her gaze and looks you up and down. You can hide nothing from her sight, for her clear eyes can see into your very soul. She nods to herself and then says, "You'll do." She steps back into her cave and beckons for you to follow her. She leads you back to where the fire has burned down to embers. She motions towards a stack of firewood and kindling off to the side, indicating that she wants you to build up the fire. You do as she asks, and before long the fire is burning with a merry crackle of flames. The lady moves a metal bracket over the fire from its hinge on a stone wall nearby, and then deftly suspends a massive cauldron. She picks up a bucket and hands it to you. Without a word, you take it to where the water pours down from the wall at the mouth of the cave, and fill the bucket, and then bring it back and pour it in the cauldron. The lady indicates for you to do this again and again until the cauldron is full of clear water. Your arms, shoulders, and hands begin to ache from the effort, but you do the task without complaint. The lady points next to the fire and the wood pile nearby. She wants you to keep the fire going so the cauldron can brew its contents. As you do this, the lady gathers hands full of various herbs, roots, and mysterious ingredients from all over her cave, reaching into hidden cubby holes and producing earthenware jars from which she extracts her materials. She rubs them between her hands and sprinkles them into the boiling cauldron, and uses a massive wooden spoon to stir the contents while she whispers incantations as she works. This goes on for hours, and as you work, you can see the patterns of light and shadow at the mouth of the cave move in a slow procession. Still, the lady adds to her potion, mixing in new items, sometimes taking out bits and casting them aside. It gets darker at the mouth of the cave as night begins to fall, and the lady continues to work, with you assisting her by keeping the fire going. Finally, late in the night, the lady gives you a break from your work. She points towards a rough bed off to the side, made up with patchwork quilts and mismatched blankets. You fall blissfully asleep after the long day's work. As you drift off to sleep, you see the lady still standing by her cauldron, stirring and adding to it, whispering in a low voice. The lady wakes you at dawn as sunlight just starts to creep into the cave. She motions for you to take her place at the cauldron, stirring the brew and adding wood to keep the fire alive. You do as she requests, and as you get to work, the lady sinks onto the bed herself to sleep. You keep the brew going through the morning and early afternoon as the lady sleeps. The potion is bubbling merrily in the cauldron. Steam rises from the surface and fills the cave with a wonderful smell. It reminds you of childhood, the scent of spring, kittens and puppies, new flowers, the promise of rain and new growth to come. The lady rises from her bed and nods towards you, letting you know you are to continue stirring the cauldron and keeping the fire alive. She turns and leaves the cave silently on some errand. You remain obedient, stirring the cauldron and tending the fire. The day comes and goes, and as night falls again, the lady returns with fresh-picked herbs in the pockets of her cloak. She places some of these in a wooden bowl and then uses a curved blade to slice them and blend them together, then sprinkles the contents into the bubbling cauldron. She carefully picks through other herbs and selects just certain parts that she adds to the brew in turn. She takes the wooden stirring spoon from you and mixes the brew carefully, observing the mixture to make sure it is right. Then she hands the spoon back to you and indicates for you to continue stirring. You stir and tend late into the night as the lady continues to work on the brew. It is hard work and requires great patience. As you grow tired, the lady finally takes the wooden spoon from you and points towards the bed. You lie down and immediately fall asleep. The days and nights come and go in this routine, the days blending into weeks, and the weeks merging into seasons. As the seasons change from spring to summer, so too does the nature of the brew in the cauldron. Instead of the smells of spring, now the cave is filled with the essence of summer. Laughter, golden days and velvet nights, warmth and happiness fill the air. The lady comes and goes through the days and nights, leaving you to tend the cauldron and fire. You know that the brew will not be ready until the lady says it is so. The seasons change from summer to autumn, and the smells of the brew and the cave do too. The brew has a hint of frost in it now, even though it still boils and bubbles on the fire. Apples and ripe fruits, the smell of roasting nuts, lingers in the air. Slowly, the seasons turn to winter. The brew itself froths white, with crystals at the edge that look a lot like ice, even though the cauldron continues to boil and bubble. The scent of the brew reminds you of frigid dark nights with hard points of light glinting in the sky. Gusts of warm home smells break through, cookies baking, and feasts in the oven. Even the sound of the potion bubbling seems like the familiar crunch of walking on hard snow. Yet the lady continues to work on the brew, and you continue to stir and feed the fire. Winter slowly turns again to spring, and the lady smiles knowingly at you as she adds some final ingredients to the brew, stirring it slowly and whispering a final incantation. You stand before her, not sure what to do. The lady reaches out and grasps one of your hands, pulling it out before her. You feel unbalanced as the lady pulls your hand over the cauldron and then moves your hand lower and lower towards the bubbling concoction. You feel a drop of sizzling heat hit the tip of your index finger, and you instinctively pull out of the lady's grasp. She lets your wrist go, and without thinking, you pop your burning fingertip into your mouth. The taste of berries, refreshing water, apples, spring and summer and fall and winter all burst forth on your tongue and spread through your body in waves of energy. You feel suffused with joy at this great gift. The lady smiles and puts her hand on your shoulder reassuringly. The potion has done its magic, its essence distilled into that first drop. You worked ceaselessly for a year and a day in this realm, waiting patiently as the lady did her wise work on your behalf. You came to the lady in her cave and did as she asked as she brewed her potion for you. And now you have what you came to find, whether you knew what you were looking for or not. The lady leads you to the entrance of the cave as you suck gently on your fingertip, a loving granny leading a child. The lady gives you a gentle push, and you are out of the cave, the light of the moon and the stars streaming down on you through the branches of the clearing. You turn around and realize that you are no longer standing at the lady's cave, but have returned to the safe space in the forest where you started. Everything seems to glow around you as you sense new energies and an overwhelming peace flowing through every cell of your being. This energy will help you to heal and grow and become more secure in your own creativity. It will manifest in surprising ways in your life. You have drunk Caradwyn's potion of transformation, and your life will never be the same. You will find new sources of inspiration, both without and within, to enlighten and sustain you. Your inner and outer senses will become stronger and sharpened. Breathe slowly and deeply, and feel at peace. You will remember everything that happened to you and will find new insights as you ponder what you experienced in Caradwyn's cave. Breathe slowly and deeply and feel energized and refreshed. Breathe slowly and deeply, and when you are ready, move slowly and open your eyes. Stretch and move your body as you return to mundane awareness. You will return now to normal awareness gently and safely and at perfect ease.